Before we listen to God's word, a short prayer. Our Heavenly Father, before Audrey and Leon, tell us your word. May our hearts and minds be open and tuned in to what we need to hear. And may Andrew's words open up what we need to bring into our daily lives. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. Our first reading is Psalm 23, which can be found in the Church Bibles on page 555. It's a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks.
Our second Bible reading is John chapter 10, verses 1 to 15. And it may be found on page 1076 in the Church Bible. And it's about the Good Shepherd and his sheep. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep will follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hard hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This is the word of the Lord.
Do we by any chance have any shepherds here? Or anybody who's looked after sheep or owned sheep? No, probably not. The picture of the shepherd responsible for God's people is woven into the language and imagery of the Bible. But actually, to some extent, it's a bit surprising. The shepherds were despised, regarded as detestable by the Egyptians. It wasn't much better impression held by the Jewish population. Shepherds were considered spiritually unclean and not allowed in the temple. They were probably also a bit unclean physically as well, because of lack of washing, and sheep do smell. They were considered generally poorly educated, at the bottom of the social class, and not trustworthy. If they had a sheep that had been killed or lost, they had to bring evidence of it. For us to be sheep is also not the best accolade. Sheep have a reputation of not being very bright. You may remember also reading George Orwell's book Animal Farm. The sheep didn't really have a mind of their own, did they? And sheep are very good at wandering off and not doing what they're told to do. In biblical times, many of the sheep were reared on the upper plateau, and there were dangers from the likes of wolves and lions. And the edge of the plateau was quite treacherous because there were sort of ravines and things going down. And the shepherds stayed with their sheep in front of an opening to a cave or an enclosed pen. They were mainly reared for the wool and were therefore with the shepherd for many years, who got to know them well. Today, if you see sheep here roundabouts, they're all nicely fenced in. The lambs are reared for their meat. The farmers do not sleep in the open, but they might just doze off in the barn at lambing season. Psalm 23 is probably the best known and best loved psalm, written by David, a former shepherd. He understood the role and relationship between being a shepherd and his flock. David knew that a shepherd will see that his sheep have all that they need. I shall not be in want. They would have the provision of basic necessities and rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. To have safe refreshment, he leads me beside still waters. Before moving to a more personal level of spiritual care, he restores my soul. Of moral and spiritual guidance, he guides me in paths of righteousness. Of security and protection, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And a series of further blessings, you prepare a table before me. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What a wonderful testimony of love, built on experience of provision, connection, security and trust. Now Jesus' parable of the lost sheep, with the shepherd searching for the one lost sheep out of 100, is an important illustration of the value God has for each one of us. no matter what we might have done or caused us to wander off. Our second reading follows on from Jesus' healing of the man who had been blind from birth and a fierce encounter he had with the Pharisees. Jesus effectively is repeating many of the criticisms highlighted in Ezekiel 34 of the religious leaders, not serving, caring, or looking after their flock. And at Jesus' time, we still have religious leaders and Pharisees caring for their status more than the spiritual health of the people. Every good behaviour of the shepherd is simply pointing us to Jesus. The caring shepherd keeps his flock safe by laying by the gate and only allowing through those he trusts. So if anyone enters by another way, that person is up to no good. A key element is responding to Jesus' voice. I think there are a few dog owners here this morning, and you'll have seen us here sometimes with my daughter's foundry's dog, Teddy. I take him out on long walks. If I walk into their house, he knows my footsteps. He'll come running along with his tail wagging. You know, he'll sort of follow me where I go. And most of the time, he'll do what I call him to do. Most of the time. Especially when you're on a walk and there are pheasants lying around the place. But following the shepherd is an important thing for us all to do. And it's not a one-time decision. Jesus wants us to know his voice in the midst of other voices. It means trusting his leading, even when the path is not what we would have chosen. When Jesus uses the words, I am, we have to sit up and take notice. John's Gospel has 7 I am phrases. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. In this reading, we have 2 others. I am the gate for the sheep. I am the gate, whoever enters through me will be saved. I have come that they will have life and have it to the full. Wonderful, powerful words. Life to the full, in some translations, is superabundance. William Barclay wrote, when we walk with Jesus, becomes a new vitality, a superabundance of life. It is only when we live with Christ that life really becomes worth living and we begin to live in the real sense of the word. In verses 11 and 4, we have another I am. I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. In this post-Easter season, a further reminder, the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Good shepherds in biblical times fought to protect the sheep under their care. David's prowess with a sling was in frightening off predators. His bravery was from already having fought off lions and bears. So what is the message for us this morning? Well, I don't think we like to be savaged by wild animals. Hopefully, burglars won't get into our houses and cause us harm. But we are open to shocks and dangers, to events and circumstances that rob us, illness of ourselves or a close loved one, estranged or broken relationships, work problems, financial difficulties, bereavement. Our good shepherd is present whatever time of night or day, like the shepherd referred to by Jesus. He knows us by name and wants the best for us. Through Jesus, we have a relationship with the Heavenly Father. He is that gate, so there can be peace and calmness in whatever we face. Our shepherd, good shepherd, is not waiting for us to fix ourselves before coming back to him. Instead, Here's the one seeking, calling out our name. He will bind up whatever is broken, strengthen whatever is weak, and restore whatever is lost. In order to really grow our church and spiritually revitalize our communities, we need to radiate the life to the full that Jesus promised. Our prayer has to be that when we eventually do get a new rector, the person will emulate Jesus the Good Shepherd by loving care for the flock, encouraging us all to have a greater hunger for more of God, to know Jesus better, and for us to have more of the Holy Spirit.